Bienvenue.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to Nerd Online Radio, show that turns a spotlight on the Community 2 contest. Winners' names, producers' picks, and David Potts' cover of The Village here on nerdonline.com. So stay tuned.
Well, welcome, New Order Online, to our final episode of our Community 2 podcast. And this is our results show, so I'm hoping to get through. Been away for a while, been so busy, but I'd like to thank my two other partners, Alejo and Nick, for doing such a great job in guiding you guys through this final round. And finally, we started and we're at the end. And tonight, we're going to find out who's going to be on our next Community 2 CD. Well, going to avoid talking too much, and let's just get started. So, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to start with winner from 1 to 10, and we're going to play a little snippet that both Nick and Alejo produce for you, winner. So, hold on. Okay, so for our first winner at our number one position with a total of 109 votes, we have Dream Attack. Congratulations, you guys. And let's take a listen to them.
Community 2 winner, position number one.
Production team brothers Juka and Juni started to do music with synthesizers in the mid-80s, inspired by New Order, The Smith, The Pet Shop Boys, The Cure, Human League, Evan 17, Howard Jones and OMD. This hobby has remained in semi-pro level with some published projects with several artists in Finland. Tees joined the team as an artist in 1995 with the project called Ho Ho.
This group is in the quest to write good songs and perform them accordingly. The level to release anything is set fairly high, so let's see what happens.
Uhu are four members, which are composed of Tina Tez, Turmi, Jukka Hilberg, Juni Hilberg, and Markku Nikkila, and they formed in 1995 in Tampere, Finland. The cover OU submitted for Community 2 had to go into a face-off round, and they won against the paperbacks from Bulgaria in one of the closest face-off in this competition. But it seems choosing Dream Attack has paid off for Uhu after all.
The strong point usually is Tez's vocals. Also, the dynamic tracks without too much fuss gives the edge what we need. The vocals are recorded with AKG Solid Tube microphone through Focusrite to AD. Some of the sounds we make ourselves, tweaking the so famous Nord Modular, plus also the bells and whistles on the computer. Guitars and basses are usually recorded through the POD.
They chose to cover Dream Attack because they say it's one of the New Order songs that hits the spot in mind, although has not received the popularity deserved. Expect to hear more from the Hilberg brothers because both of them are remixing David Potts' track The Village, so you might hear a little more from them later in this competition. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our great pleasure to introduce for you tonight OU and the Community 2 most voted song, Dream Attack.
Thank you.
our number one winner voted song with Dream Attack. Yeah, sorry for that glitch. I don't know what happened, but hopefully it'll go smooth from now on. Okay, moving on. We're going to go to our number two position. And our number two winner with a total of 102 votes, we have Turn by Glasnost. Now, let's take a listen.
Community to winner. Position number two.
Glasnost is a band that was formed in 2003 by two former community winners.
Hello, I'm Sofia Voskori.
And I am Alejo Parella.
Also known as Glasnost. New Order and Community One is the reason we formed our band, which at the time was known as Nemesis.
Sofia Voskori was the singer of the band The Minus One. She's from Thessaloniki, Greece. In 2003, her band delivered two covers for the first community competition. But it was their cover of We All Stand that made its way through the final round. The quality of their submissions made their cover of Dreams Never End a sure thing for the community EP, despite the fact that there was already a cover of Dreams Never End on the album. Alejo Parella, from Buenos Aires, Argentina, is one of the producers of Community, and also featured on the Community and Community EP album as Almenso. He also submitted a solo cover for Community 2 with New Dawn Fades. The band started as Nemesis, and their first project was to do a brand new cover version to be featured on the Community EP. With the help of another community winning artist, C. Bentley, who mixed the track, they delivered a version of Crystal that was acclaimed by all the members of New Order Online. That was the first collaboration between artists from Community.
Being in a band when there's 12,000 kilometers between the band members, with me living in Greece and Alejo in Argentina, is not easy, but we manage. We're only working a little slower than if we were both physically present at the same place and time. Something that did actually happen in August 2004 when we performed live for the community release party in Buenos Aires. That's when we realized with certainty that we're good together. Right now we're preparing a demo and hoping.
Glasnost, after doing a cover of New Order's latest album in 2004, Get Ready, decided again, this time to cover a track from their latest album, Waiting for the Siren's Call, and their supposed upcoming single, Turn.
When the first discussions about a new community contest started, we thought it was too soon to have another one. But as time went by, we became very fond of the idea of doing a community too, so here we are, again. While trying to make up our minds about which song we'd cover, Alejo came up with a brilliant idea about Turn, the brilliant idea being doing this Maisie Star-like. I don't know whether anyone else will notice the Maisie Star influence in what we did. This way our cover sounds more introverted and ethereal, I'd say. The reason we chose Turn is because we both like it a lot. Plus, it's from the new album, and since new albums tend to get neglected, as the first community proved, we felt we should be bold and give it a go.
They decided to make the song in three-quarter and wanted to do something that would feel like Maisie Star's Fading Into You. New Order's original version of Turn is very powerful and a lot of guitars, so they took a risk by doing a version so stripped down. But from the early acoustic demo up to the final mix done by C. Bentley, it clearly shows that the risk has paid off. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Glasnost and their Community 2 winning song, Turn.
Hello, I'm Sofia Voskori.
And I am Alejo Parella.
Also known as Glasnost, and the song is Turn.
You're listening to
So there you have it, our number two winner, our Leo Perella and Sophia Discori. So now, by the way, congratulations. Well, moving on to number three, I was just kind of looking at the chat and see you trying to bet to see who guess it. Well, let's see. Yes, right. Here is our number three winner with a total of 86 total votes.
Community to winner. Position number three.
C. Bentley, Christopher Bentley, in real life, is a former community winner.
Well, I'd tell you about my band, but I don't know that I consider myself a band. More of a musical hack, I guess. I I do enjoy tinkering around and making electronic music, and when the opportunity arises, I'll certainly belt out vocals on a cover tune or two, but certainly don't count myself as a vocalist. I won't quit my day job over that one. I do a lot of mixing, a lot of recording for other artists to help them achieve their vision or the sound thereafter, as well as a little bit of producing, but these are mainly local acts, or well, some not so local these days, but really just enjoy that aspect of it just about as much as making music.
In 2003, he submitted two covers for the first community competition, and though everybody expected his cover of Temptation to make it to the album, Temptation was eliminated in a face-off round with the other cover submission by C. Bentley, In a Lonely Place. The quality of Temptation made it a sure thing for the community EP, and it was with great pleasure that the producers asked him to master the EP for them, a task that C. Bentley will also be doing for the Community 2 album. The quality of Temptation made it a sure thing for the Community EP, and it was with great pleasure that the producers asked him to master the EP for them, a task that C. Bentley will also be doing for the Community 2 album. Along with his mastering duties, he also found time to mix Crystal for the Community EP Super Band Nemesis, Worn Out Last Nest. C. Bentley managed to get a lot of work in the current competition. Beside his own cover version, he also mixed the cover of Turn by Glasnost, New Dawn Fades by Almanso, and Rune in a Day by Sunrise Before Dawn. Not bad for a restaurant owner in Dalton, Georgia, USA, isn't it? For Community 2, C. Bentley took a risk and was expecting to miss the cut for the album because he felt he selected a too unpopular song with ICB, but his fresh electronic rendition of the song from Movement proved him wrong.
I chose ICB simply because it was the one that inspired me the most out of several tunes I was considering. I had even finished one cover and was getting ready to revamp the vocals on it, and just decided it wasn't special enough. It wasn't unique enough. It sounded more like bad karaoke than anything else. So basically, after scrapping that and beating my head against the wall for a week or so on what to do, I was sitting in traffic one day scouring Movement for songs to cover, and ICB came on. And right then and there, I said, okay, this one's it. This is what I'm going to go with. And started formulating a few ideas on the drive home. My take on the song is very different, of course, from what's on Movement. Movement being very dark and cold and atmospheric. I started with not really a preconceived notion about how my version was going to turn out, and recorded a day's worth of vocals against a very sparse backing track to give myself some room to breathe with the production. And after I finished the vocals and a few harmonies and some other stuff, I started creating a pre-mix that basically showed me which direction this track was going to go in. And of course, it's a lot happier, more hopeful, I guess you could say. And it's interesting to hear this song presented in a different light like this. Whether you like it or not, maybe a different story.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's C. Bentley and High CB.
Well, anyways, that was C. Bentley with his cover of ICB, our number 3 winner. Just like to say, we have a little chat going on. If you're listening and you'd like to participate, just head over to New Order Online and join the rest of us. There's a link on the page, so make sure you visit. Okay, so now we're up to our number 4 position. And see, the next one is with 81 total votes. We have Tomi Ira with his cover of Mr. Disco.
Community to win. Position number 4.
Tomi Ira is a band from San Francisco, California, in the United States of America. Dean Tomaira, the singer of the band, tells us that Tomi Ira is the surname of his grandfather, who died in World War II at the age of 22 and who was also a musician.
I'm in a band based out of San Francisco called Tomi Ira. Started playing live early last year, 2005, and just finished up the first full-length CD. It's called Play Dead. You can check it out at tomihira.com, T-O-M-I-H-I-R-A.
The reason why Tomi Ira enjoys New Order is because Bernard made him want to do music in more ways than his music. He not only showed that you can do not have to have a traditional musical background to write emotional songs or to be a singer, but in fact, you can, and even with more emotive qualities. Further, the tremendous honesty and emotion that Bernard is able to deliver with his voice did him in, and there was nothing he was ever wanted to do since hearing The Perfect Kiss in 1985 when he was 11. He picked to cover Mr. Disco because it is really one of their unsung greats. Bernard just has this thing for great vocal melodies. He's constantly amazed that the idea was to put the juice where it counts, just something else that he taught him.
Mr. Disco has always been one of my favorite songs. It's an amazing song, and it's amazingly understated, much like a lot of their album tracks are. What's really cool is the consistency in their albums. If you look at the progression that led up to Technique, you'll find that no matter what aesthetic or sonic qualities they're choosing, they always end up with a great stack of songs for an album. It's really tempting in the beginning just to go to town with this sonically, especially when you talk about synths, because so much has changed and there's so much more that's accessible now that wasn't even around when they recorded the original song. So the challenge ended up being to keep it as minimal as possible in hopes of showcasing the vocal melody and the bass lead.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Tomi Ira with their community winning song, Mr. Disco.
I try, but I can't find you. Tell me.
So that was Tomohiro with his cover of Mr. Disco. Congratulations to them. Now, we're approaching our halfway mark with our number 5 winner. And, hold on, just kind of lost the screen here. Okay, number 5 is one of my personal favorites in this whole competition we have. I know I butcher the name all the time. It's Yokohama Capuskill with their cover of Run.
Community to win. Position number 5.
Yokohama Crepuscule is a band from Yokohama, Japan that was formed especially for the Community 2 competition. The band is formed of Hisashi Stiishi and Chantal Izogo.
We just formed this group a few weeks ago so as to participate in this competition, and we are really, really excited to be a part of it as one of few Asian entries. We hope you enjoy our track. It was Isoko from Yokohama Crepuscule, Japan. A bientôt.
They won a face-off with their cover, and they won with one of the largest majority of all face-off rounds, eliminating Nastola von Essen from Finland and Conspired Network from Canada and USA along the way. It was later revealed that Conspired Network was an anagram for Sputnik and One Order, but we assure you that the producers are over it.
We came to cover this track because we wanted to put some electronic elements on traditional band sound, and we tried to keep it very simple. We would say that it's a pure homage to 80s music. In addition, we featured female vocal on it, actually it's me, and attempted to add some bizarre love to the original. We mainly constructed this track with MPC 1000, a sampler sequencer from Akai. But at the beginning, in fact, we prepared the electric guitar and the bass on the corner of our tiny, tiny studio, but somehow we decided not to include them at the end.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's Yokohama Crepuscule and the Community 2 winning song, Run.
You're listening to Community 2 on NerdOnline.com.
Just what you got.
You're listening to Community 2 on NewOrderOnline.com.
So that was our number 5 winner, Yokohama Crypt Scale, with a total of 77 votes. Okay, so now we're up to number 6. And next one is my good friend and community co-producer, Alejo Almanzo Perella, with a total of 73 votes for his cover of New Dawn's Fades. And here it is.
Community to win. Position number 6.
Alejo Perella goes by the name of Almanzo on NewOrderOnline.com. He is a member since October 2001.
Almanzo started in 1995 per se with that name, although my musical project started in 82-83 when I was 6 or 7 and began making my own songs, and it's one long story until now. But Almanzo was the most serious project. It started as a trio, then we changed the name, then we were a duo. We even performed as a quartet and as a quintet, but finally I got along as I used to be prior to 95. And I'm really happy about it, since I can do my own rules now. Someday I have to record a proper album, but somehow it always gets postponed.
In 2003, Almanzo decided to record at his home in Buenos Aires, Argentina, a few demos of New Order covers. He did play them live at a New Order tribute night on the same month. Then he decided to share them with other members of New Order Online, and that's where the whole story about the community project started. It was his beautiful rendition of New Order's first ever song, Ceremony. That was a spark that lighted the interest of Michael Wen, known on New Order Online as One Order. And the idea of doing a tribute album was born. Since the first community project allowed artists to record more than one cover, Almanzo also recorded a rendition of New Order's Angel Dust from the 1986 album Brotherhood. According to his own words, he tried to do a more dancier version of that track, and it caused a bit of a surprise since the members voted for Angel Dust to be the song representing Almanzo in the final round of the competition, eliminating Ceremony along the way. But when the producers decided to do an EP with selections of their personal favorite tracks, Ceremony was a natural, and Almanzo was kind enough to allow people to remix his version of Angel Dust. And that was the first ever remix competition on NewOrderOnline.com. One of the goals of community is to allow people to collaborate together, and the remix competition was the first experience at that. The remix done by Project Wintermute gave another twist to the song and was voted as the winner of this remix competition. Almanzo even used parts of this remix performing live the song at the Buenos Aires community launch party. For Community 2, Almanzo decided to take a huge risk and attack a Joy Division classic with a complete new twist, which was really risky, but Almanzo teamed up with his father, a musician in real life, to deliver a brass section and do what nobody thought was possible, New Dawn Fades with a punk rock and ska feel.
New Dawn Fades is maybe my favorite Joy Division song ever. It's a strange thing that happens to me, but I always tend to do more Joy Division covers since I'm more a New Order fan. Does it make any sense? It's like I can't really touch what New Order did, but can't mess with Joy Division. And what pleases me the most is that Joy Division fans are usually more secular and don't want people to mess much on Joy Division tracks, like Sacrilege or something. That encourages me even more to do even more radical changes to the tracks. I did it on Community 1 with Ceremony,
turning it into an acoustic ballad. Now it's the turn for another Untouchable song, Mutant Fates.
Working with C. Bentley, who mixed this track, he polished the song up to the version you have heard in this competition. It seems the risk has paid off.
I played bass, guitars, song, and programmed the drums. I'm really pleased how the drums sound actually, especially the last part. I recorded at home and I had C. Bentley's help to put all the parts together and mix it. He deserves a lot of credit about how the song turned out. Thanks, man. I thought about this version from the first moment I decided to take part on the Community 2 project. I wanted it to have a punk feeling, trying to read the song through a punk ska style, more than the original dark new wave style of Joy Division. So I made it faster, I changed the original chord and added a brass section. My father did those with his trombone and I think it was fabulous. It's the first time we were together in music, which now seems so odd, since we are both musicians and we always lived under the same roof for 29 years now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Almenso and the Community 2 winning song, New Dawn Fades.
Hello, this is Almenso and you're listening to New Dawn Fades on Retro Forward Radio.
Waiting for me this time. Whoa.
So that was Almanzo with his cover of A New Dawn's Fades. Congratulations, friend, for making on our second edition of Community 2. You did a great job. So now, we have four more spots left, and who's going to be? Well, actually, to help me out with the last four, my lovely wife is sitting next to me, and this is Miss Wind Order. And what? She's just a little shy here. So, I don't know if maybe some of you guys know, we're actually expecting our first child in a week and a half, so that's why I've been away and pretty busy setting up all the stuff that's associated with the baby, but we're all ready. So, introducing our number seven spot is my wife Soyoung. And Soyoung, who's number seven?
Popvert with Subculture.
Yep, so that was Popvert with Subculture with a total of 71 votes. And congratulations to them, and here it is.
Community to position number 7.
In the winter of 2002, longtime friends and sometime co-worker Martin Chan and Pepbert spent an afternoon playing guitar, talking about music, and basically getting to know each other. They realized that their musical tastes were very similar and they both shared a knack for composition. That musical collaboration germinated Popvert.
Popvert is a band from Miami originally. Jose, aka Pepvert, programs and does keyboards. Jolie Lindholm sings. I play guitar, and Brendan Buckley plays drums.
Realizing that they had an uncanny ability of co-writing very efficiently, they spent the following 18 months writing and recording music in Pepvert's always under development home studio in Coconut Grove. With no commercial purpose in mind other than to listen to the music in their cars, this no-pressure approach was one of the main factors that kept the duo writing together, each enjoying the benefits of not being a band. They searched to find someone to record proper vocals, ended up with Jolie Lindholm. Jolie, who had recently parted ways with the Rocking Horse winner and residing in Boca Raton, was also looking for a way to channel creativity without the burden of being tied down to a band. In 2003 and 2004, the three members of this non-group traded files, CD hards, and recorded a plethora of songs. The decision to release an EP was a conscious one. Popvert wanted to share their music with the outside world, yet they did not want to bore the potential new audience with a long and tired format. The excitement of making a great record as opposed to an okay record with some great songs was enough to drive True Happiness to become Popvert's debut EP. Popvert is a vehicle used for creative purposes, for the having fun and for expanding musical horizons, and for having the flexibility of not having a definition that restricts people, ideas, and creativity. What is or what it should be does not matter, as long as they are happy doing what they do. Enjoy Popvert, they did. And remember, Popvert is not a band, it's a project. For Community 2, Popvert decided to submit Subculture as a cover.
Subculture is a song that really takes me back to a time when I would go to the goth clubs and new wave clubs in Miami and just lose myself dancing to this amazing yet dark song. Yet at the same time, it also takes me back to the first time I heard it when I was probably like 14 and just going to the parties at friends' houses and just, I don't know, just one of those songs that made a mark in, and now we're covering it. It's just quite funny.
Jose remembers.
It's the first time he heard Subculture was he was working in a record shop back in Miami, and he remember opening up when Low Life arrived, and we remember opening up the album and just playing that song first. And that's why I guess Jose and I have that big connection with New Order and Joy Division. It's definitely one of the strongest influences that have marked us. Listen to us when you can at myspace.com/Pupford, and look out for our new record sometime this year.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Pupford and the Community to winning song Subculture.
Hi, this is Martin from Pupford, and you're listening to Subculture.
That was Pupford with their cover of Subculture. So we just have three more positions left. And so for our number 8 song with 70 votes, we have Kremlin making his second appearance on our community project with his cover of Lonesome Tonight. And here it is.
Community to winner, position number 8.
Andrew McNally, known as Andy Maka on New Order Online, joined the website in April 2003 for the first community competition. His band Kremlin submitted 2 covers for the first community competition. His first cover was a rendition of Joy Division's These Days, but it was his cover of Sooner Than You Think from New Order's 1985 album Low Life that won a face-off to represent him in the final round. Kremlin said then that he picked Sooner Than You Think because he enjoyed the opening instrumental part of the song and used it as a backing chord of his discover version, and he wanted to see if a more acoustic feel that would suit. It seems it did, because not only Sooner Than You Think has won a place on the top 15 and then on the album, but even years later, all surveys conducted in New Order Online said that Sooner Than You Think was the best song out of Community. It was also discussed as we needed a strong song to open the album, and Sooner Than You Think was selected. For Community 2, Kremlin decided to record a cover of Mr. Disco. He actually registered with Mr. Disco, but then decided to throw it away and record another song, which was Lonesome Tonight.
How do? Kremlin here. I chose Lonesome Tonight to do for this competition because it's a lesser known track, and I seriously thought that there'd be a better chance of me getting away with it, to coin a phrase, than choosing one of the more obvious well known songs, which for me are almost too iconic now and have been heard too many times to really mess with or to really challenge. So I thought this one would work quite well in a kind of slow acoustic way. Trying to change it into a little bit more of a ballad, which I suppose the title and the feeling of the song kind of suggests anyway, although the way they did it was a very more up-tempo, jangly version than mine. I've tried to put a different twist on it but retain elements of the original. I was fortunate enough to get on the first community CD with Sooner Than You Think, and for that one I did a piano-y kind of version, and a reason I think that one worked was because I stuck to the original in certain parts of it but changed the music in others, so there was an element of familiarity but also some newness. And I think I've done the same with this. I think it's turned out okay, but you guys will be the judge of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Kremlin and the Community to winning song, Lonesome Tonight.
Times before could
So that was Andy McNally with, Kremlin with Lonesome Tonight. I just lost my train of thought there. Well, we're moving on to number 9. And this number 9 winner was in the face-off round. It probably was one of the toughest face-off rounds we ever had, because I believe every single entry in this round was quality. And the winner survived that round, and it was a really tough decision for, I know, a lot of people. So anyways, the winner for our number 9 spot is Tin God with Your Silent Face. With a total of 65 votes. And here it is.
Community to win. Position number 9.
Tin God is a band formed by Fernando Brito in 2002. It's from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Well, in the past I played guitar in some indie bands here in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And then I got a basic version of Cubase, made some songs, but it was just a hobby back then. Then I made some bootlegs using Acid, you know, the sequencer. And it was really good because, you know, some of these tunes were played by people like Too Many DJs. It's really exciting back then. And only last year I got, you know, a better sequencer, Cubase SX. And I'm really serious now about making music, and this is a great opportunity for me to hear people's opinion about my work.
Tin God also won at the big surprise of the producers, the Face Off round for Your Silent Face, considered as the group of death between Labster and Captain Black, two former Community One winners, and also Alphonse Tram.
Well, I changed the original song structure, the arrangement. I added some vocoders and I gave it a little electro house feel. I think it's a song you can listen to at home or on a dance floor. That's it. I hope you guys like it. Basically, I used Cubase with Reason, my JP8080, and a plugin called Prophet 53, and my, you know, acoustic guitar, of course. Basically, I used Cubase with Reason, my JP8080, and a plugin called Prophet 53, and my, you know, acoustic guitar, of course. Well, I chose Your Silent Face because it's, as I said before, it's my favorite song from Power Corruption and Lies. I love the strings and the lyrics, you know, the melody is really beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tin God and the Community 2 winning song, Your Silent Face.
Hello everyone, my name is Fernando, I'm Brazilian. I have a project called Tin God and I'm competing with Your Silent Face.
to Community 2 on NerdOnline.com.
So that was Tin God with Your Silent Face, winning our number 9 position on our CD. So finally, we're at our number 10 spot. And before we get to this, I just wanted to say I'm really pleased about this community too and how great the response was this time. I mean, man, you guys just set a new level for this whole project, and there are so many great songs that didn't make it, and I mean, unfortunately, we just only had 10 spots, so, but we'll see what happens in the future. But anyways, our number 10 winner, I'm just gonna go ahead and play this, and hopefully it'll be a surprise.
Community 2 winner, position number 10.
The story of Sunrise Before Dawn began in 2002 with a band named Alight, based in Boston, Massachusetts. With the somewhat unconventional instrumentation of piano, cello, and vocal, Alight started by playing coffee house covers of jazz and rock songs in a style that reflected their classical music training. In 2005, the band was thrilled to have their cover of the New Order song Guilty Partner selected for inclusion on the album Revolving World, a tribute to New Order, released by Popswell in France.
We did actually participate in the first community competition. I can't believe that was 3 years ago now. But recording as a band named Alight, we did a cover of Guilty Partner from the album Technique. And although we weren't voted onto the community album, we were fortunate enough to be picked up for another tribute album that was released by Pop Swirl in France by the name of Revolving World, a tribute to New Order. And there's a lot of really great covers of New Order songs on that one as well. So not to, you know, plug our other project here, but definitely if you're interested in more covers of New Order songs, you should check out popsworld.com and in our cover of Guilty Partner. And we're really looking forward to participating in Community 2.
Sunrise Before Dawn are Tracy, Richard, Michelle, Jessica, and Rob, and they are now located in Lavalette, New Jersey, in the United States of America. When Tracy sent their first version of their Community 2 cover, Nicolas Leblanc, one of the producers of Community, thought it was good but not great and needed a change, so he introduced Tracy with the Community 2 sound engineer C. Bentley. And the rest is history.
We decided to cover Ruined in a Day because it had just kind of a laid-back sort of vibe to it, and yet at the same time it had that sort of snarky attitude that I think we all kind of know and love about New Order. And given the instruments that we knew we planned to use, particularly the piano and some electric bass this time, and we knew that, you know, unlike last time with Guilty Partner, we wanted to try to put some drums and fill it in a little more. We thought that with that particular instrumentation that this kind of version of the song might work pretty well. And you know, it's definitely one of the songs that we really like off of Republic, and there's also been a lot of different remixes of it since it was a single, and you know, they're all pretty good, and they all the different mixes kind of added something to the song or made it a little bit different. So we thought that it would be a good one to sort of try our own take on it. Equipment used to record Ruined in a Day primarily consisted of a Kawai Concert Artist 750 digital upright piano, a Yamaha silent cello, and an Ibanez ASV-140 Artcore electric bass. We recorded the tracks onto our home computer using Cakewalk Sonar Home Studio, And Chris Bentley was kind enough to mix the track for us, which we are eternally grateful for, and also to provide the drum track that you hear, which I think really adds a lot to the song. And so we really appreciate his input and his help in this track as well.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Sunrise Before Dawn and the Community 2 winning song, Ruined in a Day.
So at number 10, that was Sunrise Before Dawn with Ruin in a Day. So that is our top 10 to review. Our number 1 winner was Oh with Dream Attack. Glasnost at number 2 with Turn. C. Bentley came in at number 3 with his cover of ICB. Tomihira at number 4 with his cover of Mr. Disco. At number 5, Yokohama Crepe Skill with Run. And At number 6, Community 2 co-producer Almanzo with his cover of New Dawn's Fades. At number 7, Popvert with Subculture. Number 8, we have Kremlin with Lonesome Tonight. Tin God came in at number 9 with Your Silent Face. And, of course, we just finished with Sunrise Before Dawn. And, like I said before, there were so many great covers. It was just a really tough competition this time. And you guys definitely should pat yourselves on the back for your great efforts. Before I close, I'm going to just go ahead and read off the rest of the list. Starting with number 11, we had 19 New Project with their cover of Paradise. 12 was Chris Alita with Love Will Tear Us Apart. And number 13, Republicans with Shell Shock. 14, The Other Bears with Waiting for the Siren's Call. Flight came in at number 15 with Truth. At number 16, Slightly Narrow Sound System with All Day Long. Labster came in at number 17 with Behind Closed Doors. Phantom West at number 18 with Doubts Even Here. At number 19, Monumatic with She Lost Control. Number 20, Barney Army with Confusion. Raised in a New Division of Agony at number 21 with Here to Stay. Kronk at number 22 with Every Little Counts. 3V come in at 23 with his cover of Blue Monday. Mitchell at 24 with Round and Round. At 25, Boy Sleuth with A Means to an End. We have D Plus at number 26 with Isolation. 27, we have Horse in Retirement with their cover of World. At number 28, Generalize with 1963. Okay, I need to take a breath here. Okay, 29, Sonic Weatherfront with Disorder. At number 30, I really don't know how to pronounce it, Asymptote with Decades. 31, International with Regret. At number 32, Hot Zex with Interzone. 33, The Graham Duel with Hey Now, What You're Doing. At number 34, The Paperbacks with their cover of All the Way. Joy Trendy Sound at number 33 with their cover of The Hymn. Loss of God came in at 36, As It Is When It Was. At number 37, The Importers with Atmosphere. 38, CTB with Elegia. At 39, La Belle Alliance with their cover of Insight. Ishtar came in at number 40 with her cover of Morning, Night, and Day. Digital at number 41 with their cover of Ultraviolence. Versificator came in at 42 with their cover of Everything's Gone Green. Okay, need to take another breath here. Hold on. At 43, Craig Marlowe with Age of Consent. 44, Kingspin, Weirdo. At number 45, Filipino with their cover of Hurt. At 46, Book People with Murder. At 47, Captain Black with World in Motion. At number 48, NO74 with Chosen Time. At 49, Serotonin with No Love Lost. At 50, Against the Stars with Close Range. At 51, Acoustic Division with Who's Joe. 52, Burn That Word with This Time of Night. Fruit Punch came in at 53 with Atrocity Exhibition. At 54, Nestola von Essen with Homage. 55, we have Waste Disposal Machine with 24 Hours. Sputnik at 56 with their cover of Run Wild. F57 Diastema with his cover of Vanishing Point. Nocturne Nebel with Shadowplay at 58. F59 Sudden Creation with his cover of 60 Miles an Hour. Ghost 13 came in at 60 with Touched by the Hand of God. Okay, give me another second to take a breath. Okay, 61, we have Vegas Haze with Special. 62, The Leaders of Men with their cover of Ice Age. At 63, we have Amy and Angelo CN with their cover of Crafty. 64, we have Fields of Floral with The Eternal. 65, Elevated Sins with Times Change. 66, The Near with Wilderness. 67, Dependency with Something Must Break. And finally, at 68, Devil Land with Days of the Lord. Wow, that was kind of tough to read through all that. But if you didn't get all that, there will definitely be a link on New Aurora Online. And you can check out the results there. So, what's next? Well, first, I'll have to secure licensing for our top 10 winners. Then the winners will go through their mastering phase. Then we'll as soon as we can, we'll announce a release date for Community 2. And of course, we have our video contests that, and we'll see who will be on the CD with their video. And our remix contest, and a song that I'm about to debut in a few minutes, David Potts of Monaco, or formerly of Monaco and Ram, with his cover of The Village. And maybe we haven't made any final decisions on everything about Community 2, so we'll see what happens. Of course, we have our sleeve design contest coming up, so make sure you vote in that. Okay, again, I'd like to thank everybody at New Order Online for making this contest successful. I'd like to thank my two partners, Nicholas LeBlanc and Alejo Perella, and you guys did a great job helping putting this together. I mean, they what they did for the final round was great. I'm glad they did it because I couldn't have done it any better. So, if you want to keep track of the project, just make sure you continue to visit neworderonline.com, and we'll have status updates there. So, enough of me talking, and I'm going to finally close out tonight's show. I'm going to play our special guest star for Community 2. This is David Potts with his cover of The Village. Thank you for listening. This is Winner. Can't even say my name. This is Win Order, and have a good night.
Most of the New Order and Joy Division fandom know David Potts because he was off of Monaco with Peter Hook. Prior to Monaco, David Potts was a roadie for Peter Hook's band Revenge. In June 1997, Peter Hook and David Potts released together their first album as Monaco, Music for Pleasure. The first single of Music for Pleasure, What Do You Want From Me, was a smash hit in the UK that launched the band. Most of the New Order fans back then thought David Potts was trying to sing like Bernard Sumner, but after hearing most songs, you can clearly see that it's not the case. New Order's comeback at the Reading Festival in 1998 put Monaco on the ice for a little while, but the band was also having a lot of problems with their record label at the time. It's only in 2000 that Monaco released their second and eponymous album, Monaco. But in 2001, with New Order working on a brand new album that eventually became Get Ready, this was the end of all side projects for New Order, including Electronic and Monaco.
Then David Putt started the band Ram, released a few records, played live gigs under this name, but in 2006, David Putt is now recording an album on his own name, and he was also kind enough to participate in Community 2 as the guest artist. Here is what David has to say about his cover of New Order's track, The Village. It was certainly an odd feeling to be asked to cover a New Order tune, certainly so long after Monaco and getting away from the whole New Order Monaco sound. I write in such a different way now to the days when I wrote with Peter, and doing this cover kind of brought it all back to me. Obviously, Joy Division are having probably a bigger resurgence than ever, but I'll never deny the effect and influence New Order has had on my love of music. They're definitely up there with the Beatles, the Damned, the Jam, and the Who for me. And Peter is such a fucking star and a joy to work with. I suppose it just felt like the right time to do it after finding my own feet and writing the music I'm happy writing now. Why The Village? A great, uppy, charming, simple pop song with great hooks. I've added some as well. I love Brotherhood and Power Corruption and Lies equally. As a kid, I used to hang around in a little record shop called Record Peddler on Swan Street in Manchester. Let's just say Power Corruption and Lies was rather in a lot in there. So I bought it and loved and tranced back a little to Kraftwerk. I tried to lose the Kraftwerk influence and bring it back to the guitar song, putting my slant on it as well. I think I did a good job, but that's up to the listener to decide. Good luck with the album, boys. Hope it all sells a bucket. Love, Putzy. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that we present you David Putz with his Community 2 guest song, The Village.
You're listening to Community 2 on NerdOnline.com. On NerdOnline.com. We'll be right back. That's it for tonight from New Order Online Radio. See you all next time.